Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim, amma ba'd. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in Surah Ar-Rum, which we will hear in tonight's Taraweeh Salah inshallah, the Quran makes two amazing prophecies. And these prophecies then came to be fulfilled. They were found out to be true. And they became a great proof of the truthful nature of the Quran and the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the two leading superpowers of the time were the Roman Empire, they were Ahle Kitab, Christians in faith, and the Persian Empire. They were mushrikeen, idol worshippers or fire worshippers. And they were always at loggerheads, at war with one another. Many battles and skirmishes had taken place between these two nations. 5 years before the Hijrah, there was a battle that took place between the Persians and the Romans. And the Persians, in this particular instance, defeated the Romans. And because of this, the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama began to rejoice. And they took this as a good omen. And they began to taunt the Muslims by saying, our brothers in Persia, who are mushrikeen, idol worshippers just like us, they do not follow any divine scripture, they do not claim to follow or to adhere to Tawheed and to one deity. They have defeated your brothers, the Romans. So the Persians are mushrikeen just like us. The Romans follow some divine scripture. They follow a messenger of Allah. And they claim to be muwahidun, those who subscribe to Tawheed. So they are more aligned with your belief, O Muslims. And just as the mushrikeen of Persia have defeated the Romans, very soon we also will defeat you. So they took this as a good omen. On one occasion, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu comes across a group of kuffar, a mushrikeen of Makkah, and he becomes upset with them, perhaps becoming annoyed with their taunts and their remarks. So he says to them, listen, you people take this as a good omen, and you feel that because the Persians defeated the Romans, that you will one day defeat us. But let me tell you, very soon the Romans will get one back over the Persians. They will defeat them. And how do I know this? أَخْبَرَنَا بِهِ نَبِيُّنَا. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about this. Ubay bin Khalaf, a staunch enemy of Islam and the Muslims, when he hears this, he begins to mock Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That right now the Persians have defeated the Romans. And you are claiming that it's going to go the other way very soon. If you are so certain about this, and you claim that your Nabi is speaking the truth, then why don't we have a bet? I will lay down 10 camels from my side, you wager 10 camels from your side, and let us revisit this after 3 years, and if the prophecy does not come true, then I will win the bet and I will take back the 20 camels. And if we find that the Romans do in fact defeat the Persians, then no problem, you have won. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agrees to this. And then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informs him of what had transpired. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Abu Bakr, this is not what I said. I did not claim that this will happen in 3 years' time. But rather the words of Quran say, fi bid'i sinin. In a number of years, this word bid'un can be anything from 3 to 10 years. So you waging that bet upon 3 years may turn out to be against us. Rather what you do, go back to Ubay bin Khalaf, ask him to increase the time to 7 years, and you increase your bet also. That was a time where gambling had not yet become impermissible or haram. It was permissible to place bets like this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes back, he meets Ubay bin Khalaf. When he sees him coming, he says to him, you must be regretting that you trusted your Nabi and now you perhaps are coming to cancel the bet. He says, no, I have come to increase my wager. From 10, let us make it 100. But now you give me 7 years. This entire thing takes place 5 years before the Hijrah. And exactly 7 years after this, the second year after Hijrah, which was the year when the Battle of Badr took place, the news comes to the Muslims that the Romans have indeed defeated the Persians. This prophecy of Quran now comes true. The second prophecy is included in this. Allah says, when Allah speaks about this defeat that the Romans will inflict on the Persians in 7 years, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. That when this happens, it will be a day wherein the believers will rejoice because Allah's help will come to them. And we find that this news reached the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the day of Badr. And this is where they saw the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two prophecies of Quran coming true. 7 years in advance. One is that the Romans will inflict a defeat on the Persians. And the second is that the Muslimin, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, will enjoy the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this became a means of many people now believing the Quran to be true and accepting Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.